Hey, you're up early.
It's Monday.
Monday.
Back to work. Back to work. Everybody. Work, 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 work.
Be extremely careful what you say.
She's in a mood.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Caffeine's a mood boost.
Good mood, bad mood.
I got the morning, everybody.
Why are you in such an obnoxiously good mood?
Coffee.
A great mood.
Cup of joe.
What's up, dude?
Hold your ears, folks.
Here I go!
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And LBF has returned from vacation. How was vacation?
Oh, it was great. It's like I never left, though.
I know. I know.
No, my vacation was awesome. It was a girls' trip, just me and Lucy. She got hammered all the time.
Excellent.
That was you.
So what else is
there? No, it was great. We had lots of adventures. We went to baseball game, which was awesome, and we went to the Vineyard, and we went to Brewster, and
I
was not impaled by an umbrella, thank goodness, but I didn't know that was a thing.
Did I see you on Facebook doing a pedicab?
Yeah, Lucy and I did a pedicab for the first time, and it was she lost my hat, though. So mad. I know. You can't
can
trust
happen.
A kid. But yeah, it was awesome. It was a great week. Beautiful weather.
Unbelievable. We had that 5-day span when it was a perfect day every day last week.
Yep.
Okay, that's over.
Yeah, I know.
I know, but your vacation's over, so
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, I know, so I'm happy.
Not so good for Hank. Hank is vacationing this week.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Okay. Stuff we got coming up on the program today. Of course, today is Monday, so we'll be talking with Bill Lee this morning, and we will be asking Bill Lee. Bill, you're a big baseball star, you know, big Major League Baseball star, professional athlete. Did you ever date a porn star?
Oh, my God.
This will be all about Jimmy G.
I heard about that. You know what? I feel like that's a very hopeful story. Because,
you do.
Yeah, because she's a 41-year-old porn star. And, you know, you'd think at that point she's just going to retire and, you know, I don't know. But now she's dating Jimmy Garoppolo. Not too shabby.
Okay, we'll get your complete take on this coming up this morning.
I'm excited.
We'll work on that maybe perhaps during Dirty Laundry here.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, amazing thing at the Open yesterday. Tiger Woods almost came back and won a major yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He finished tied for sixth, but going into the last nine holes, he had the lead. It was pretty amazing.
That's interesting.
Okay, so we got that going for you this morning. It's Shark Week.
Oh,
amazing shark factoids for you this morning here. Yeah, let me see what
Gronk's
else we got.
Gronk's on tonight, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, Gronk is on today.
Off, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All of this is coming up this morning right here on the... Oh, by the way, you did the race this weekend.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who stuck around through the rain at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. I can tell you all about Sam Bell's adventures and what an 8-year-old can do during a rain delay at a NASCAR race.
What time did they finally get the race started?
Almost 5.
What time did it end?
We rolled out of the track about 8 o'clock.
Okay. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
$1,000 in my hand. We want to give it away. We're trying desperately to give away the cash. So let's get right down to it. We have a player this morning from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Her name is Rachel Williams, and Rachel is an IT support tech. She's on the line. She's told us already that she's really nervous this morning. How are your nerves doing by now, Rachel?
Just as bad as they were.
Okay.
You don't
worry about
down
a thing.
At all?
Don't worry about a thing. I think you can handle this with no problem whatsoever. Now, let me let you know what's going to happen within the next 60 seconds or thereabouts. Brian Bell is going to be our quiz master this morning.
That's
LBF
right.
is on vacation. This will work to your advantage because he is much kinder than she is. So the deal is, he is going to ask you 10 questions. At any time, as you go through the questions, you can say pass. You can move directly on. Then you finish up all 10 questions. If we have time left over, we'll come back, pick up anything that you've passed on. And if you get them all right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you prepared to play this morning?
I'm ready.
Okay, Brian, are you prepared with the questions?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Rachel, it's 3, 2, 1, go.
Are you single or married?
I'm single.
How many days are there in a year that's not a leap year?
365.
When referring to music, what does R&B stand for?
R&B, rhythm and blues.
This singer is also known as the Lizard King.
Pass.
finish this company's slogan. America runs on...
Duncan.
In 2012, Magic Johnson became part owner of this team.
Pass.
Which book holds the record for being the most stolen from libraries?
50 Shades of Grey.
What are the ingredients in a Harvey Wallbanger?
Vodka and iced tea.
Who is credited with the...
I'm sorry.
No, he had a strong
time
start.
Time is up. Time is up, but you did very well
you
on this.
You got four out of the first five. That was very strong.
Yep. Here's good move.
You passed on the singer known as Lizard King was Jim Morrison. Magic Johnson in 2012 became part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The book that holds the record for being the most stolen from libraries, the Guinness Book of World Records, actually.
Go figure.
A Harvey Wallbanger is vodka, Galliano, and orange juice. And then that's all we got through right
okay,
here.
Okay, so but we could have we have a consolation prize for you this morning.
You got half of what we got through, though. Yeah, that was good. You did a good job.
Very well. A pair of tickets to see the spirit medium, Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium. She's live in the experience. This is going to blow you away, by the way. It's at Lowell Memorial Auditorium, Wednesday, October the 10th. Tickets are on sale now, lowellauditorium.com, or by phone, or you can simply go to the box office. So congratulations. Enjoy your consolation prize. See, there was no need to be nervous.
Yeah.
He's kinder than he looks.
Hey,
have a great day. Thanks a million for being a member of the nation. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Everybody else, if you'd like to play, simple. Log on to WRR.com. Enter. We'll call you. We'll set you up. You can play. You can win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank right here at 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Well, it is 6:20 on a Monday morning, and what an amazing coincidence. I think we should play the 6:20 Men from Maine, everybody. Here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem runs into Ephus at $3 Dewey's, and we hear...
So, what's new, Lem?
Well, you know my old fat Uncle Harold?
Sure.
I got a letter from him yesterday. Said he's been on the drinking man's diet for almost a year now.
Oh, what's he lost?
Well, so far, his driver's license and 241 pounds.
Oh, that's too bad about his driver's license, but losing 241 pounds, that's great.
Well, that's kind of sad, too.
Why?
Well, he'd been married to her for over 20 years.
Oh. Rather thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. It's 27 minutes past 6 now. And have you ever been to Comic-Con?
No, I have never been to Comic-Con.
It is a trip.
Hey, you know what's funny? So Conan O'Brien was at Comic-Con. I want to mention quickly because I was at on campus at Harvard over the last weekend. And we were walking around and, you know, I got my camera at the ready. And my husband says, that's where Conan O'Brien lived. And so people are taking pictures of statues and all this other stuff. I took a picture of where Conan O'Brien lived.
Of course, that's what's important.
All right. So Conan O'Brien was at Comic-Con with Jamie Lee Curtis. And let me tell you, his knowledge of pop culture is impressive.
First question, what is Black Widow's real name?
Natasha Romanoff.
What type of crystal do you need to build a lightsaber?
A kyber crystal.
Everybody knows that, of course.
In the new Aquaman movie, what does Jason Momoa ride?
An extremely satisfied sea dragon.
The RR in George R.R. Martin stands for?
Really rich.
The Jedi mind trick can?
Help people forget they paid to see Solo.
Ooh, burn. The audience turned on.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, so did anybody happen to tune in during the Open yesterday? You were talking about, you know, the Open, the British Open, but they just call it the Open because it was the original. So Tiger Woods, they're going into the last nine, the back nine of the last day, Tiger Woods suddenly takes the lead in the thing.
Oh, really?
And so I hear people talking about Tiger Woods, you know, because say what you will, love him or hate him, He's really good for TV ratings when it comes to any golf tournament. Now, having just read the Tiger Woods book during my vacation, I think I have a deeper understanding of his problems.
Okay.
We'll discuss coming up 6:45 this morning. In the meantime,
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, so millions of Americans and people around the world were watching Tiger Woods yesterday because the British Open was being played at Kardowski. It was an amazing thing because, as you know, Tiger's had a few problems over the past 10 years.
You think?
And it was interesting to watch the differences in the way that people felt about him. There were people who absolutely hate the man and yet would cheer for him, and others who love the man and cheer for him. So he's got 9 holes to go. He actually gets into the lead after not having won a major since 2000.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter went crazy.
Everything went nuts. And you should have seen all the comments people were making. Well, I just happened to recently, 2 weeks ago, I finished up reading the book about Tiger Woods. It's called, ironically, Tiger Woods. And it's an amazing book, and they did an amazing amount of research and background on the thing. And so you kind of...
A lot of interviews with Waffle House waitresses.
Well, actually, they covered everything from the time he was 6 months old to today. And it was absolutely, absolutely unbelievably fascinating. And you kind of see him in a whole different light because he's a product of his upbringing. He's a total product, as we all are. We're all a product of our upbringing. And his father was a world-class sex addict.
Father was a world-class sex addict?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he,
you know, get like a... medal for that? Does he have a plaque?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So his father was in the military, and he treated Tiger like he actually used mind games that we'd use in psychological warfare on Tiger as he was growing up, and he started teaching him. You know, Tiger stood in their garage and watched his dad hit golf balls. His dad was just infatuated with golf. And he's,
among other things, I guess.
Yeah, obviously. And so, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So he did, then it followed his dad's footsteps, and they'd go out and watch his dad on the driving range and all this sort of thing. And he was, you know, he is obviously an outlier, Tiger is. Just unbelievable talent. And then, you know, he's had all of this experience all these years, but he is still a product of his upbringing. And his mother, his father also, you know, verbally and mentally abused his mother. And she was a real unusual case, too. So you kind of feel for the guy because he was never allowed to socialize with the other kids. Socialization was not the only place in the world he ever felt comfortable. And I bet anything it's still to this very day is on the golf course.
Or a Motel 6.
In competition. So you kind of look at the whole thing in a completely different light.
Well, you can separate. I don't know about you, but like at this point, you can separate the man from the athlete, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's paid his price. He's not married anymore. He's trying to come back. And
there's nothing like a Tiger in contention for a mate.
Yeah, you know.
It's exciting.
It really is exciting,
no matter what his past is. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, just thought I'd point that out to you this morning. In the meantime, I'm going to point
We're going into sports here, Lauren. He could not complete the comeback, though.
Oh, okay. He had
a double bogey on the 11th and a bogey on the 12th, and the Open has a new champion, Francesco Molinari, which sounds...
That's a fun name.
A lot like a pasta sauce.
And he is the first Italian to ever win a major.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Italy's first major champion, so that's pretty good. Way to go there. And then the Red Sox. Chris Sale cruised through 6 innings of scoreless ball. Red Sox clobbered the Tigers 9-1 in Detroit. Sale struck out 9, his 11th win, and... That is the Red Sox 70th win, the first team to 70 this year.
Amazing.
Wow. Amazing. 70-31. It's incredible. They go to Baltimore today to face the Orioles at 7:05. Rick Porcello on the mound. The Orioles are the worst team in baseball. So let's hope we don't get down to their level. Yankees were rained out, so we have a 5-game lead on them.
I believe the Orioles are 40 games out of first place.
40 or something like that, yeah.
40, 41.
Bad,
like,
bad.
Whatever it takes.
We're going to talk to Bill Lee at 8:40 this morning and talk pitching with him. Tom Brady and the Patriots rookies are in training camp after reporting on Sunday. The veterans aren't due to report until Wednesday, but Brady announced last week he'd be in camp early. Well, looky.
What do you know about that?
Gronk will report on Wednesday. First practice is Thursday morning at Gillette, and it's open to the public. And Kevin Harvick. It was rain delayed. I was up there with my son Sam. We had a good time up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301. Kevin Harvick took the lead with like five to go and held on for the win, and it was a good time in the rain. And the sports is brought to you by Boston Children's Hospital.
Okay, we got the Brian Bell Buster coming up next, and yes. What are we covering today?
You know what? We're going to cover back to school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. That's why it'll be fun. This is brought to you by Eagle Bank. It's Chris's birthday, and his wife wanted to get him. So I called to see if he'd been doing any back to school shopping. New solar systems, you know, without Pluto.
You guys don't provide that sort of thing.
I mean, poster for the wall. That'd be great. That'd be nice. And also, you should really bring your own desk.
Okay. So Mr. Feeney,
yeah.
It was, right?
Yes, that's right.
I can't furnish an entire classroom for you.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Chris's birthday, and his wife, Sarah, wanted to get him a Brian Bellbuster. So, you know, it's the summer. I thought maybe I'd call his kids' school to see if he'd started doing his back-to-school shopping yet.
Hello?
Hi, George Feeney here from the Clark School District.
Hey, George. How are you doing?
Good. Mr. Feeney, please.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Feeney?
Just like to touch base with all of our parents over the summer, because, you know, you get into summer mode and you forget that it's already almost time for back to school.
Well, I mean, summer did just start.
That's what you think. It'll be over before you know it.
I guess.
Did you get any of our notices about some of the school supplies and things we'll need to get back to school?
I'm sure we did. My wife usually handles most of that back-to-school stuff.
Yeah, do you have a pencil right there? I can give you some of these, just in case you don't have the list.
Oh.
And actually, pencils is the first thing on the list. If you could get some number three pencils, that would be great. Have every student bring in kind of like a box of them. You know, that'll give us a good start. Some Crayola 504 crayons, some yardsticks, running low on those. Some of the classes need new Bunsen burners. I don't know if you knew that. Need those. Are you writing any of this down?
Yeah, you said number three pencils?
Yeah.
You guys aren't using number twos anymore?
That's really just for testing. You know, number three is pretty good everyday use. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, twos are great, but threes are a little cheaper, so yeah.
Okay.
Number two, number three, whatever it takes. And we need some Encyclopedia Britannica, complete A to Z. We're trying to do some screenless classes, or, you know, when the Wi-Fi goes down. A lot of times they're good just to keep the doors open in the classrooms.
Well, we don't have encyclopedias. You know, we use the internet.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to make kids not reliant on the internet, so we're trying to get the build up to, you know. You can even check with other kids in the class and see if they're getting, like, the A to C or which letters they've already covered.
So we just bring in, like, one of the books?
Yeah, and hopefully everybody doesn't bring in just the A, you know. Maybe you may even want to start at the Z end of it. That'd be great. You know, it takes a village. Speaking of our village, the teacher's lounge coffee maker is busted, so if you could get, like, a nice Keurig machine, maybe some K-cups, that would be great. You know, we need some easels, some goggles, a welder's mask, feather quill, and ink. We're running low on that for our history, talking about Ben Franklin and everything.
What is all of this?
And also, we need some new maps. We have a lot of maps that still have the Ottoman Empire on there. So we're going to need some new maps. And also, new solar systems, you know, without Pluto.
You guys don't provide that sort of thing.
Poster for the wall. That'd be great. That'd be nice. And also, depending on what class your kid is in, you should really bring your own desk.
Okay. So Mr. Feeney,
yeah.
It was, right?
Yes, that's right.
Feeney. I can't furnish an entire classroom for you.
Your own student's desk, you know? If they want a nice desk, bring it right in with them.
You guys don't have desks?
Well, sometimes it's going to be like a little bit of a musical chair situation, you know?
So they don't have chairs either?
Not for everybody.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that if I don't get any of these items, they will be provided.
So you want everybody else to pick up the slack. I see how it is, Chris.
This is back to school stuff. I mean, I understand the pencils. I understand, you know, crayons. The Bunsen burner also seems a little extreme for my kids. They're not going to be...
Each teacher might also need a bottle of Patron. Because, boy, you know, by the end of the day...
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm going to have to...
You should probably check with your wife, Sarah.
Have you spoken to her? Or?
Well, actually, you know, Sarah called me. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show, Chris. And this is a Brian Bell Buster.
Oh,
man.
Sarah just wanted to say happy birthday, and yeah, we'll be back to school before you know it.
Oh, boy.
So enjoy the rest of your summer.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Love the show. I can't believe it.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So LBF goes on vacation. She gets back from vacation, and she told me that she actually finally, you know, screwed up the courage and went out on the beach. Did you,
yeah, you
did
know,
you wear a helmet on the beach?
I did not wear a helmet because, you know, I'm not going to actually go in the water. I mean, I'd, like, go up to my ankles and then sort of get, you know, a little bit of a sensation of what it would be like to swim in the ocean. And then all my fears of Jaws and Shark Week come rushing toward me.
It is Shark
and
Week
then
this
I,
week, yeah.
And then I go sit in my chair and drink whatever that somebody brought me.
I understand.
where it's safe.
Where it's safe. It's,
yes, yes.
So I was at this awesome, awesome place in Brewster called Ocean's Edge, and they have this thing where it's the only way I want a beach for the rest of my life. You know, it's the only way to do it because, you know, most people, they go to the beach, they park the car a million miles away, they grab all the chairs, you schlep all the stuff.
Schlep across the sand.
You know, somebody's crying that the sand is too hot. You're crying because you're just like, why am I doing this? Not here. This is the favorite. This is my favorite thing. You walk up down this little path, and then there's this woman there, and she's smiling at you, and she says,
I like it already.
Hello, Mrs. Falcone. How many towels and chairs and umbrellas do you need? And I say,
you bought a beach pass.
So, yeah, I got a beach pass, and this place, they have these people who gather all the stuff for you.
Like
had to
a
hold
beach
the,
concierge?
Yes, a beach Cole and Brewster, a tennis pro. They brought chairs and an umbrella, and you sit down, and then wait. It gets better.
Really?
And then Nicolette comes up to you and says, hi, Mrs. Falcone. What can I get you to drink or eat? And I'm like, I'm in heaven. But I didn't know that I was having a near-death experience, but I had no idea.
Would they serve you Ritz crackers?
No. Close. No. I come home from vacation, and I read this story I sent to Brian Bell. I'm like, what? Do you know that two people in the past week have been impaled by umbrellas on the beach? Oh, I had no idea that this was possible.
I saw the video.
Yeah, another one happened this weekend.
I thought
unbelievable.
The umbrella was my friend. I'm sitting under it. I'm not getting a lot of sun because, you know, you don't want to get too
safe.
Much sun. Yeah. But, you know, it was windy the last day on the beach, and I noticed a couple of umbrellas went, like, you know, did that thing where they just flipped up.
Flip inside out. Yeah.
I had no idea that wind could catch it and you could get impaled. It happened in Maryland. A woman was impaled in the chest. There's no word on her condition. Then in New Jersey, a British woman was impaled by an umbrella in her ankle. The worst part about it is to free her, they had to use bolt cutters dislodge the umbrella to get her into.
You can't put a whole umbrella into an ambulance.
At least not
you
open.
You got to use the bolt cutters to get some of it
off. At least close it. You know?
Yeah, you
it's
shouldn't
insane.
Open it inside.
It pierced her upper ankle and came out about 5 inches on the other side.
It went all the way through?
All the way through. Yeah. And it was like 3 inches by 3 inches around. Three quarters of an inch by 3/4 of an inch.
Wow. Say, how big's her ankle?
Yeah, I know.
Like
really?
Ankle.
Oh, God, that poor woman.
Anyway, I had no idea. Does this happen often or is it just happening now?
That's pretty rare. I mean, I think
they're like lawn darts. You think that they're safe. But they actually
who thinks lawn darts is safe?
I don't know.
I've never met anybody who thought
umbrellas.
Lawn darts were safe.
Yeah. Umbrellas, I mean.
Right.
Not the lawn darts.
Until they go pinwheeling down the beach.
That's right.
I'm literally going to run like the Dickens when I see an umbrella coming toward me. It's going to be like the shark. I don't know why I go outside.
Hey, you know, but I mean, people are too afraid of sharks, too. I mean, beach umbrellas, sharks. For example, did you know that only 155 people in the entire world were attacked by a shark last year? Only 6 were killed. So basically, I read this over the weekend. If you're attacked by a shark, you're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark. So just keep that in mind.
That's why I'm not vacationing on any farms.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get to it. Here's time for your 720 Men from Maine. Uh-oh, looks like Kathy's in trouble. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie has just been pulled over for speeding by a state trooper. As he approaches the vehicle, he notices an assortment of weapons on the front passenger seat, including a 9mm Beretta, a 12-gauge shotgun, two Magnum 44s, and an AK-47. When we hear...
Well, I suppose you know I pulled you over for speeding.
Yes, trooper.
And I can't help but notice you have a lot of firearms in the vehicle. You have a permit to carry all them guns?
Yes, I do.
Well, let me ask you something. What are you afraid of?
Not a f***ing thing.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Hey, yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
As you may recall, when we left you on Friday, Brian Bell was having problems with the swimming pool he bought. You know, it's one of those, 3-foot-deep portable pools,
yeah,
you know.
And, nothing major.
He couldn't get the water to turn blue. It was all green.
This pool experiment might be over, and my next big dilemma that I'll tell you about involving the pool.
Coming up next.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And if you may recall, last week on the program, we were telling you about the trials and tribulation of Brian Bell and his swimming pool, which he'd purchased during the really, really hot period for the entire family. Okay.
Yeah, you know, 3rd of July. I'd finally had enough, and I said, all right, I'm going to do it.
Yep.
I'm getting a little backyard pool, spent a couple $100 on one of those little, you know, 42 inches deep, 14 feet around.
Yep.
July 4th, best day ever.
Yep.
This is the best idea I've ever had. We all floated all day. It was spectacular. We didn't have to go anywhere.
It
great.
Was hot. Remember
oh,
how hot it was?
So hot. We were all in the pool. My wife was floating on the float.
Yeah, she had the best day
she
ever.
She had the best day ever. I'm like, this is great. I'm the greatest dad in the world.
Yep.
And then 2 days later, it turned green.
Right.
So I went to the pool store, and they gave me stuff, and I had friends who have pools, and they said, use this stuff.
Okay, chemicals.
Put all
chemicals,
that stuff in. And I got it back. All right. It's not green anymore. Great.
Really?
Turned blue.
Oh, okay.
It actually turned blue.
And we're swimming,
okay.
And this is the best idea ever. And then 2 more days went by, and it's green, and now it's been green ever since. And I was at the pool store 3 times last week, and they said, you know, what you really need to do is drain the pool.
That's right.
No.
And I haven't gotten the water bill for filling it the first time.
Can't even imagine.
And start over. And the pump and filter system that came with the little pool isn't really enough. You should upgrade that because it's not moving enough water through.
Right,
we have a lot of metal in the water in West Bridgewater.
I understand, yes.
It can't handle it. So they said you should really get a new pump, drain it, start over. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, we've made it through almost July. I'm going on vacation. I have a couple weeks vacation where we'll be away.
Yeah.
Not going to even be there.
Not going to even be there.
Right, yeah.
And then school starts. So I'm like, am I really going to go through all this for like 2 weeks of pool at this point?
I understand.
So here's my dilemma. Do I drain it, take it down, and do you think I can return it?
How long's it been?
2.5 weeks.
Less than 30 days?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You think that is? Does that make me a bad person?
No. You bought something. It's not up to snuff. And you can absolutely return it.
Well, it turned out way under expectations.
A little bit. I mean, there were those couple of days that it was really the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, but you know what?
And at this point, I've spent more on accessories and chemicals than the pool cost.
You've spent more on chemicals than you ever spent on water. You'd have been better to drain it 3 times.
Yeah.
I think you could totally return it. 2 weeks. If it was at the end of the summer, I'd
Does this make him a bad person? 617-931-1057. I'd like to get your take on this. Does
anyone want to buy a slightly used pool?
617-931-1057. Now,
you got good water, you're fine.
Okay, we got your dirty laundry update coming up at 7:45 this morning. Man, a lot of stuff is going on, too.
The incredible tale of a man who was inspired by Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween, and it saved his life.
The movie?
The movie.
No kidding. Okay, hang on. We have pool help for you this morning.
Good. I hope
okay, we got Patty is on the line this morning. Okay, Patty, so what's the deal with the pool?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we bought one of the biggest pools that you could get at, store.
Right,
sure.
Yep.
And we had set it up, and actually we set it up sort of at the end of the summer, so we had it for a very long time.
Yeah.
So we went to another store to get a bigger filter because it wasn't filtering right.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
They told us that the filter that comes with them absolutely does not fit the pool.
Uh-huh.
And for us to buy a filter, it would cost three times as much as the pool cost, so it wasn't worth it. So how are you going to know the filter doesn't work unless you set it up? Correct?
Did you like the way you're thinking. Pat.
Okay, so then did you actually return the pool?
Exactly, because unless you set it up, you're not going to know it works.
Exactly.
So
there you go.
So I'm not a horrible person if I bring it back, Patty.
Absolutely not, because unless you set it up, how are you going to know if it works or doesn't work?
You know, I do. I like your way of thinking. Okay, Patty, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's not waste any time. Let's get right to 745 30 Laundry Update. LB, what is happening out there?
Okay, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. And, you know, we got an anniversary for Billy Joel, Mark Wahlberg's new venture. But first, okay, remember the movie Halloween?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, iconic film starring Jamie Lee Curtis,
Scream Queen.
Yes, exactly. Stalked by a knife-wielding Michael Myers. Messed us all up, if you caught it. It's a scary movie. Anyway, she's at Comic-Con because there's going to be a new Halloween coming out because you can't have enough Halloweens. And this guy gets up and he tells her how he was inspired by her because he was confronted by a knife-wielding intruder in his house.
What?
And this is what he had to say.
I was scared out of my mind, and out of nowhere, this thought inside of me went, well, what would Jamie Lee Curtis do?
Because you know.
Our dog, Duchess, bit up these knitting needles, and so I grabbed them out of the trash, and I saw the guy with the knife on one side of the house. I ran out, ran down to the neighbor, and started screaming like you did in the movie.
Oh, my God.
The guys, I said, well, what's in your hand? I said, they're just knitting needles. And they said, not with those knitting needles. We're not going to let you in our house. But to make a long story short, I'm here today because of the way that you portrayed Laurie Strode. I'm a victor today instead of a victim.
Wow.
Just like those people that you were talking about.
Wow.
And I never thought I did it. You're the only reason I came to Comic-Con this year.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's so cool. By the way, I just want to say, I've interviewed Jamie Lee Curtis a couple of times. Literally the nicest person
in the whole world.
Yeah. She's so smart. She's so kind. She's
very
so
regular
awesome.
Thanks to that yogurt.
I know. She is very regular thanks to the yogurt. Of course, I had to bring that up.
She was just saying.
A girl does one probiotic commercial, and then she's just typecast for the rest of her life.
She was great in The Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, she was, too. That's true.
Great.
Okay, so Billy Joel had a big anniversary, his 100th show at Madison Square Garden. You know, he does that thing. And, you know, he's just, fun fact, all shows have been sold out. This guy is just amazing, and he was on CBS Sunday Morning talking about it.
I remember the first night I played here in 1978. This was like the pinnacle of my career.
Yeah.
God, I'm headlining at Madison Square Garden. Piano Man, we do every night. You can't do a show without doing Piano Man, but the audience is singing along. So when I'm doing the song, I'm not actually thinking about what I'm doing. I'm listening to the audience singing, you know, going, oh, they're not bad, you know?
This is beyond my wildest expectations. I want to thank you all for coming to our shows.
Bruce Springsteen shows up. I mean, you know, these guys.
You know how much money he made doing those shows this year?
How much?
This year alone, $23 million.
Yeah, it's incredible. The guy is amazing. Okay, and finally, Mark Wahlberg. You know, Wahlbergers. He's always doing stuff. That guy, money, money, money. He's opening a Chevy dealership in Ohio.
That's
just
random.
Always
get out of town.
Like, he likes cars, and he wants to be associated with this brand, but I don't know.
I bet he only sells cars that turn into, different kind of,
Transformer?
Yeah, Transformer.
Bumblebee, get a nice Chevy Camaro.
That'd be my guess.
He's turned out to be quite the adept businessman.
He's a pretty good entrepreneur.
Yeah. So, good luck with that.
And by the way, you know the guys, the kids rescued from the caves?
Yeah.
Six cave rescue movies are already in the works.
Oh,
that didn't take long, did it?
I knew it.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
We're getting ready to play right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have a man from Scituate, Massachusetts.
Scituate.
He's self-employed, and his name is Stephen Burke, and he says he's a player. Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing this morning?
All best.
Good.
So, are you feeling confident this morning?
Yeah, I'm feeling. I'm ready.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on.
Some sports questions.
Okay. Pump yourself up, Stephen. Pump yourself up. We're ready to go. Are you prepared? LBF,
I'm ready.
Here's what's going to happen in the next 60 seconds. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. If you don't know one, pass right away. Move on. Don't waste your time. If you pass, we have time left over at the end. We come back. We pick up the ones you missed. And if you get them all right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Banks. So, LBF, you have the questions ready.
I have the questions ready.
Steven says he's prepared. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play. 3, 2, 1, go.
Spell vacation.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
What local athlete is appearing on Discovery's Shark Week?
Pass.
The Golden Retriever just celebrated how many years since it was first bred in Scotland?
Pass.
What year did Billy Joel first perform at Madison Square Garden?
1974.
A British tourist was recently impaled by what on a New Jersey beach?
Pass.
What was the full name of the character Jamie Lee Curtis played in Halloween?
Pass.
Atticus Finch is the main character in this Harper Lee novel.
I don't know, so I'll pass.
How many legs does a scorpion have?
Eight.
Okay. Well,
time is up, but you did. Let me see. You got two correct. You passed on a bunch of them. Okay.
Yeah, you passed on.
Bring him up speed on the ones he passed on.
All right. So, vacation, you spelled that correctly, and the scorpion has eight legs right. Atticus Finch is the main character in To Kill a Mockingbird. The full name of the character Jamie Lee Curtis played in Halloween is Laurie Strode. A British tourist was recently impaled by an umbrella at a New Jersey beach. Billy Joel first performed at Madison Square Garden in 1978. The Golden Retriever celebrated 150 years since it was first bred in Scotland. And Rob Gronkowski is going to appear on Discovery's Shark Week this week.
Stephen, for you, we have a fine consolation prize, and I don't really think you're going to be too terribly disappointed. Get a load of this. You got a pair of tickets to see Chicago and REO Speedwagon together. August 5th, Xfinity Center. Anybody else can get your tickets and more info at LiveNation.com. Stephen, have a great time. That is a great show. I've seen this show before. You're going to love it, okay?
All right.
Okay. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Have a great day. And anybody else, if you would like to play, the first thing you have to do is register to qualify. Log on to WRR.com, and you could win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank from all of us right here at 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Temperature in Boston is moving up 76 degrees right now, and it is time now for a rather interesting report for you this morning. It's the tale of two football players, both flirting with danger in decidedly different ways.
Playing with dangerous things. Brought to you by the NFL. Okay, so Rob Gronkowski is on Shark Week tonight, and he's swimming with tiger sharks. Now, that's a dangerous thing, but they have him in like this whole sort of like scuba outfit.
Right.
You know, everything, and then it's got this face mask.
The full mask.
Yep. And you see him underneath, and this is a little bit of audio. He's the one who's kind of saying goofy things. This is what he has to say. Jumps in. Now, there's sharks.
He's jumped in. Yeah, okay.
Did you just see that shark? Wiggle his tail off my face. That shark has shark bites on it. That's a scary shark.
Sam,
I am your father.
Oh, so they emerge triumphant without any, you know, sort of major problems. But
you would think that the one they'd have swimming with the tiger sharks would be Lindsay Vaughn, wouldn't you?
Right.
Yes.
One would think.
She does, too.
Does she do it, too?
Oh, yeah. They all learn about it. Aaron Rodgers is on that one tonight, too.
So it's like, it's like all these athletes go up against these tiger sharks.
Yeah.
Anyway, nobody gets bit.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of bit.
Now, football
Jimmy
player
Garoppolo
number two
has been bitten by the porn star.
Okay.
Like, no, wait, bug.
Bug. Well, that's still not a better way to say it.
No.
This is fascinating to me, you guys. So, Kiara Mia went out with Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo is a 26-year-old football player for the San Francisco 49ers. And then she is a 41-year-old porn star. Now, this story would normally not make me happy, but I'm very happy about this.
Really?
Because she's 41 and he's 26, and I don't care what she does for a living. That's a win for women everywhere.
Okay, so the deal is, so I've been dying to see you since you were on vacation with this, because, you know, everybody knows Jimmy G played here. You
yeah,
know,
he got, exactly. He got I sure knew that. There. I knew who he was.
Okay, so now, how do you feel about Jimmy Garoppolo after, as opposed to before?
What do you mean? Like after finding out he's dating a 41-year-old porn star?
Yes, right. Does this bother his image with you?
No, not at all. I don't at all. I mean, you know, what? Girls got to make a living. If that's what she wants to do, I wouldn't want to do it. Yeah. But that's what she wants to do, then fine. And Jimmy Garoppolo wants to date her. Cool. The best part of the story is that she's 41 and he's 26. It's amazing. I feel like there's a hope for me. Not as a porn star, but maybe dating a football player. I'm very thrilled for him. I guess she had said something like, they're friends and they went out to dinner and that he's sexy as blank and yada, yada, yada. And she's sort of double entendreing her way through the entire thing. Whatever. It's a win for 40-something women everywhere. Go team.
Thank you for your honesty.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, speaking of that, at 8:40 this morning, we're going to be talking with Bill the Spaceman Lee. Now, Bill, of course, is a major athlete, professional athlete of major proportions, and he's been around for a long time. So the question we're going to ask Bill this morning is, have you ever dated an adult film star? So be around here.
Dated
for that.
Or okay.
Okay. Okay.
We'll let him interpret it.
Right. Yeah. Whatever, whatever. Okay. Okay, stick around for that. In the meantime,
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
You know, actually, the sun is trying to break out here. It's getting a little bit better. We're expecting a high today, probably about 81 degrees, but it's going to feel like you're in a sauna today. Just really, really,
yeah.
Really, really
bad hair day.
Going. Okay, is everybody ready? Let's do this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our weekly visit with that sensational pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, the man who's done it all, everything you could possibly imagine.
But has he?
Yep, the spaceman, Bill Lee. But the question, of course, this morning is, has he really done it all? So as we join Bill this morning, first of all, let's find you. Bill, where are you? You on the West Coast or you back in Vermont?
No, I'm still in California.
Still in California.
One more fine day, and then I'll fly home tomorrow to the wicked wicked weather of the East Coast, I guess.
I understand.
What's your hand?
Okay, so now, Bill, first of all, we know that you know there's a lot to talk about with the Red Sox. We're past the All-Star break now. Chris Sale was fantastic. He pitched again great last night. We won another game. We got a 5-game lead on the Yankees. But the really important thing for anybody who's been following sports lately is have you ever dated a adult film star like Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, I haven't. Not that I know of.
Well, there's that.
You know, but I'll tell you the best is Dave Rosema and Kurt Gibson of the Detroit Tigers. They both married the Flying Sklarsky sisters, which were a high wire act in Hamtramck, and they're still married to them.
Wow.
That is the best. I think once you've married a porn star or a stripper, you know, that's as good as it gets, I think, as far as the ball players.
As good as it gets.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
I was really concerned about and excited to hear LBF's reaction to the whole thing, because when I first heard this story, I thought, oh, LBF is going to be all over this and she's going to hate Jimmy Garoppolo from now on. But she had a completely different take on the whole thing.
My take is he's 26 years old and she's 41. This is a win for women everywhere, I think.
Well, I'm telling you, Carol Doda, the great star here in San Francisco, she was like 75 and she crashed into a bunch of parking meters drunk, and they sent a 5-alarmer out for her. The whole fire department of San Francisco went to help her, and I think that's what it's like to be the best of the best.
Okay. You know? It's like being an all-star, right, Bill?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, she was a rock star, and she's, you know, I mean, she's passed away since, but there's a star to her on the streets of San Francisco.
No
down
kidding.
At Columbus
okay.
And Broadway, so.
You know exactly where it
Carol
is.
Doda.
That's right.
And her twin, okay. Carol Doda and her twin 44s. That's all I
okay.
remember.
Okay, so Bill. the deal with the Reds. Now getting to the less important stuff like baseball. You're feeling, I mean, you got to be feeling absolutely great about this team now.
Well, you know, Bradley is, like I said, a late bloomer, and he has bloomed, and that just takes the pressure off all the other hitters, you know, that when you're firing on all cylinders like that. And, you know, it's just an amazing performance. You look at their record and you just can't believe how good they are. And, you know, I mean, the Yankees are tremendous, and they're starting to slip back. So it's,
all right,
it's
so
still
Bill,
a two-team race.
Yeah. Now, with the trade deadline approaching, what does this team need?
What are you going
to
do,
to, you know, make it to the World Series, really? What do they need to add on?
They don't have to add anything.
You don't think anything in the bullpen?
Nothing. I mean, no. Yeah. I mean, you know, just keep Kelly on a short leash and let's worry about the rest. You know, it's a funny thing when you're really, it's the scariest thing in the world when nothing's going wrong.
To not tinker with it?
You say, man, something's got to go. The wheels have got to fall off eventually, right?
Well, it's called winter. Winter's knocking on the door, and that's why everybody in New England's paranoid, because they really don't want to see it coming.
Okay, so there you go. Words to live by today. The scariest thing in the world was when nothing's going wrong. Billy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And it's you have yourself a fabulous week, and we'll talk to you when you get back to New England, okay?
I'll be home. I'll be going to the Hall of Fame, All-Star Hall of Fame for Vladimir Guerrero, new Roberto Clemente, going into the Hall.
That's fantastic. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a great one. Thanks for being with us this morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.